Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Pesachim, Perik Hey, Mishnah Tess. Now that the Karban Pesach has meshechted, so we have to take out the inside parts, or certain parts of the inside, and be marked it on the Mizbeach. So, you first have to flay the skin. How do you flay the skin? Somehow the animal had to be suspended, and then the skin had to be cut. So, Ketzad Toilin Umavshitin. Ketzad, how did they kind of hang the animal, suspend the animal, Umavshitin, and then be mavshin, and then skin it? How was it done? The Mishnah is going to explain that on the walls of the Azara, there were special hooks. The hooks were called unkeloyes, little metal hooks that were curved upwards. Unkeloyes shel barzel, these iron hooks, hayakfuyim, were fixed, they were, you know, established, put in solid, beksolim, in the walls. These are the walls of the Beis HaShechita, ubi amudim, and on poles. Where were these poles, or where were these pillars? They were in the what's called the Beis HaMitvachim, the Shechita house. This is an area at Tzafai, north of the Mizbeach. And there were these eight low pillars. Shebehen Toilin HaMashita. And this is how they suspended the animal, and they flayed it for the Karban Pesach. Now, although you had these hooks on the walls, and you had these hooks on the poles, it doesn't mean there was enough for everybody. So the Chalmi She'en Le'makom Litlo Yisrael HaShit, anyone who couldn't seem to find a place to be able to hang his carbon and to take off the skin, because all the hooks were already being used. So for him, there was an arrangement where Maklo Yisdakim, thin sticks, Makal is a stick, Kibbe Maklo, Yivarti Yisayardin. Dak means thin. So Maklo Yisdakim Chalakim Hayusha. You had these thin, smooth sticks. Chalak means smooth. You remember how Yaakov Avinu described himself? Chalak, smooth, as opposed to hairy Esav. So again, Makleis Dakim Chalakim Hayisham, there were these thin, smooth sticks. But where did they put the sticks? Zakta Mishnah, Umeniach, they would place it Al Kesefoy V'Al Kesef Chaveri, on his shoulder and on his friend's shoulder. V'Taylo Umashit, that's how they would hang the animal and take off the skin. So the animals were hanging on these sticks that were placed across the shoulders of people. Rabbi Eliezer says, Arba asa shechalias b'Shabbos, but if Erev Pesach was Shabbos, according to Rabbi Eliezer, these sticks would have been muksa. So what do we do now? How do we suspend the animal to be able to flay it? Zakta Mishnah Vayter, so maniach yodei al kesef chaveri. One person would stretch out his hand and place it on his friend's shoulder. V'yad chaveiroi al kaseifa, and his friend would place his hand on his shoulder. V'taylo amashit, and that's how they suspended the animal and took off the skin. The Batanura says that the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer, because it would have been mutter to move those sticks in the Beis HaMikdash, ein shvus b'migdash. As to why these sticks would have been muksa, so there's a big shmuz over here. There are many different types of muksa. Also during the times of Nehemiah, when Chazal first instituted the Gzeira of the Muktzah, was to combat a tremendous amount of Chil Shabbos, so they had to be more strict when it came to Muktzah. But either way, the Halach is not like Rabbi Eliezer, it's Mutter to be Metatel these sticks, because Ein Shvus B'Migdash. Okay, so quickly chazering over. How did they suspend the animals and flay them? There were special hooks on the walls in the Beis HaShechita. Also, there were poles for this that had hooks on them. If you couldn't find the hooks, so there were little sticks that they would put on their shoulders. One part of the stick on my shoulder, the other part of the stick on my friend's shoulder. On Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer says the sticks were muksa, so they used their hands. I put my hand on my friend's shoulder, he put his hand on my shoulder. And that's how they would suspend the animal, take off the skin, and now we're ready for the next part, and that is to take out the certain parts of the inside to be marked on the Mizbeach.